Welcome to Help for Hashimoto's, a podcast to get your questions answered about Hashimoto's thyroiditis, other thyroid conditions, and autoimmune disease. I'm your host, Stephanie Ewalls, a nutritional therapy practitioner, and my goal is to give you hope and help for your Hashimoto's. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and while I do practice nutritional therapy, I do not diagnose or treat any condition. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 63. I had a really fun interview that I did yesterday with a woman named Beth Daniel Jones from besthealingsolutions.com, and I will link to her website in the show notes on my website. This was, I think, by far my favorite episode ever. So I'll just read you her bio and then I'll talk to you a little bit about the podcast. So Beth Daniel Jones completed a master's degree in educational psychology and an educational specialist degree in school psychological services at the University of Minnesota. As a healing solutions practitioner, Beth works outside of her role as a psychologist. Beth is the founder of Healing Solutions, bringing together the best healing solutions in energy medicine to help people heal over the phone. She originally entered the field of energy medicine in 2001 due to her complete recovery from severe multiple chemical sensitivities, environmental illness, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, cancer, and autoimmune disease. Beth suffered from anaphylaxis daily and required oxygen for respiration. Upon her recovery, Beth co-founded Quantum Techniques, a remote form of energy medicine, and worked as a Quantum Techniques practitioner and trainer for 16 years. Beth has also trained in Neuralink at the master's level, the Ewan method, contact reflex analysis, field control therapy, and emotional freedom techniques. So that's tapping. Beth is one of a few hundred people in the world trained at the master level of Neuralink, called NIS, with Dr. Alan Phillips. She co-authored the book Energy Medicine and Consciousness with Dr. Stephen Daniel. Beth is a contributor to the book Ready, Aim, Captivate, endorsed by Deepak Chopra. She has an amazing healing story, which she talks a bit about in the podcast too. So be sure to listen to that. It was, and you probably can read it on her website as well. So the reason I had her on is because I've seen one of her practitioners, a doctor here in my area, who I go to in person. And what these people do is really amazing. It's made a huge difference for my youngest child who suffers from migraines. And I really felt a shift in my energy levels, in how much energy I have after seeing Dr. Tom. So I'm going to train to do this. I'm really excited about it. And I wanted to have Beth on because she just launched her new website and she's got, it's a really great podcast. It's woo-woo stuff. If you're not into that, maybe skip this one. But it is really, really good stuff. And this stuff really, really works. So I look forward to hearing from you about this. If you guys have any questions, just send me an email and let me know. Also, you can join the Help for Hashimoto's Facebook group, and I'm posting a little more regularly in there. And you can also sign up for my newsletter. There's an issue with my emails being captured. So if you've signed up and you haven't received your book, your ebook, please email me or fill out the contact form on my website and let me know, and I will get it to you. Okay, here's Beth.
Welcome to the show, Beth. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to have you here.
I am so thrilled to be here, Stephanie. Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, this is awesome. So let's get started. So your company is called Healing Solutions. I've experienced this modality myself, and it's pretty amazing. Can you explain a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, Healing Solutions is our new venture, And what we're doing is really an advanced form of, you know, what I would call energy medicine or energy work. It's a very comprehensive system. And what we do, typically, we work with people over the phone all over the world, you know, in the comfort of their own home, and help them with any non-healing issue. Our client base tends to be people with some kind of chronic condition where they have not received help, no matter what they've tried. And they come to us really in a lot of senses as a last resort for help. And the system that we use is very diagnostic in terms of finding out what's going on. And in simple terms, we identify blocks to healing to really bring in the light and reconnect one to their healing intelligence again. Really, our core belief is the body was made to heal itself. And I know, Stephanie, you believe the same. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're created to heal ourselves, but there are different blocks that we have. So we really look at a really comprehensive view of physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, relational, dietary, dehydration, you know, heavy metals, toxicities. What's really blocking a person? And the beauty of it is we teach self-testing methods to and energetic testing methods to find, you know, what these blocks are, which really helps us become, you know, more intuitive and see these blocks. And we teach people how to do that, which is really fun. And once you find the blocks and you really bring them into the light with your intention, they go away. So we diagnose and find the blocks, and then we give a treatment or healing code, which is just a series of acupressure points. If you're familiar with EFT, we use similar points. And then the person, our client, would, you know, read that code daily. And as you read it, you're just retreating yourself for whatever we found in your session. So you're really healing yourself. You can read that as often as you want to. And then you can also use that code for different issues that come up. So it's pretty awesome that way. You have the session on the phone. You can heal yourself with the code as you're going through life. It unwraps kind of layers where other things may come up for healing, and then you're off and running. So the beauty of it, I think, is that someone doesn't have to call me three times a week in order to adjust their spine. You know, we can do it energetically on the phone and with a code, for example. They just call if they're hurting again, and we need to find out, okay, what's blocking their healing? Did something come in? You know, did they start eating something that their body is not liking, you know, as to why the symptoms came back? And we can quickly find that and really quote unquote diagnose that quickly with self-muscle testing over the phone, and then they're off and on their way again. So I like in that our goal is really self-empowerment for people, not to just keep them calling and, you know, having to do this many times a week in order to be well. So that's really the fun part, is watching people get back to their own strength and their own empowerment through the process.
Yeah, that's really, I think, the most amazing part is you're giving people their life back in a sense, because they now have these tools to serve themselves, kind of like what I do with diet. I'm teaching them how to fish. You're not giving them the fish, but you're teaching them how they can continue to do this on their own.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I really like it that, well, if someone is really ill, and a lot of our clients are, you know, severely ill, you know, some are bedridden, pretty much across the board, severely ill, or someone may just call with a bad cold, kind of the whole gamut. But for someone who's severely ill, they don't have the energy to learn the work up front, and they don't want to. They just want to feel better. You know? So we do work with them so they're feeling better. Then there are other people who want to come in, and they want to learn everything. Like, okay, I want to be able to do this, you know, and I want to add this to my healing practice, or I want to work with people over the phone. Yeah, that's you, and that's
Yes.
awesome. So we have these different kind of entry points for people to come in, and we provide a lot of training, and we're working on now, you know, some live classes face to face, and then, you know, over the internet as well. And also, you know, we do face to face trainings, and we have products in our store, you know, so people can learn on their own if they like to learn at home by themselves. So we really just offer a lot of different, you know, entry points for people based on how they're feeling or what they want. And some people just want to feel better. They don't want to learn anything. And that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So you talked about finding blocks. Can you explain what a block is for people?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question. Yeah. Really how we look at it, as I said, is, you know, the body was created, you know, by the Creator to heal itself. If it's not healing, there's simply a block in communication within the system.
Okay.
So I really think of all dis-ease is disconnection. Disconnection from truth, from light, disconnection from the divine, disconnection within yourself, your body systems, you know, disconnection with your thyroid and the rest of your healing intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the blocks. And I often use the term offline, you know, something is offline or mm-hmm. out of alignment, and you want to be back online. So kind of like a circuit breaker in a house. Okay. If something is offline, you know, maybe one of the circuits is broken and that needs to be put back online, back into communication with the rest of the system, you know, as the Creator intended it to be. So we're about increasing communication and reconnection within the system, reconnection to the divine, to yourself, others, to your organs and glands. It's all about reconnecting. So what is blocking that internal communication? That's what we're trying to find.
Okay.
Okay. So really, I guess the tenet at Healing Solutions would be, what the body can see, it can heal. So if your body is blocked from seeing truth and light and connection because you have mercury in your mouth and it's blocking your thyroid health, for
okay.
example.
Yep, that makes okay. sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you're eating something every day that's blocking your endocrine system health. Or you are using some kind of product every day that's giving you a rash and you didn't know it. So it's really looking at, you know, what are those physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, nutritional blocks to the ultimate communication within the system and reconnection to your source here, mm-hmm. your source above, so that you can be healthy again and happy and joyful. So really, those are the blocks, if that makes sense.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Do you want to give an example of somebody you've worked with that a block you found and how you fixed it? I mean, obviously you're giving them a code, but just kind of explain how that would work for somebody if they were to call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, would you like me to think of a specific case?
If you want
Maybe.
To, yeah, that probably would be
okay.
better, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so let me just think on that for a moment.
And it
yeah,
doesn't
I'm
have to be thyroid
someone...
related, so
yeah.
anything.
Okay, sure. Well, no, I will give you a case of someone with a thyroid condition.
Okay.
I worked with someone with, she had a nodule on her thyroid.
Okay.
And it was precancerous. I think she actually had two, and it was a precancerous condition, and she also was manifesting hyperthyroid symptoms. So, you know, her doctor wanted her to go on medication, you know, to really basically
mm-hmm.
shut down the thyroid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was hyperactive,
yep.
and then she also had these nodules. So the first thing that I did, which I do with all clients, is I look for, you know, is your system reversed? And what I mean by that is, you know, are your meridians flowing in the correct direction for healing, or are they chronically reversed going backwards? OK, Okay, so we start out by, I start out by asking that and looking for, is someone chronically reversed? If you're constantly or chronically reversed, then you may have tried a lot of different healing systems and nothing is working. And reversal is caused by, you know, toxicity. It's often physical, but it, or viruses, and it also can be emotional as well. Negative self-statements, conscious conflict in a relationship, all of those things, major trauma, you know, can contribute to chronic reversal as well. So we look for a reversal up front, and then I go through with everyone really looking at what are, if any, and there always are some, toxins in their life today that's blocking this issue from healing, whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for this person, I know there were several food toxicities. And again, the self-testing method that we teach, you know, is what I use to test. Okay, what are the foods? And I'll say, okay, wheat, I want to be healthy. Wheat, I want to be sick. So that needs to be testing strong, weak, in order to be something that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through diagnostically their food list, which they send me ahead of time. Foods, supplements, medications. Personal care products that they use, laundry soaps, hair products, skin products, anything on their face that they use, cleaning products around the house, all of those things that may seem small. I know you understand this, Stephanie.
Yes.
They make a big difference in health.
They do. They make a huge difference.
Okay. Yeah. So we go through all of that, including old anesthesia, old surgeries, dental trauma. I test through root canals, crowns. Is there anything there that's unhealthy in the mouth? And really going through and finding physical toxicity in the body. What is she breathing in? Anything she's putting on her skin? What eating, drinking, supplements? Any kind of, I look at something called injections. Any anesthesias? Did they recently have a flu shot? Any vaccine residues, looking at all of those toxin pieces. Then the next thing that I look at, and I looked at for her as well, is what are the pathogens involved? There are always viruses under the radar, so to speak, that the body is not seeing, that the person may have had for years. And it doesn't mean an active infection like they're, in bed with the flu. They're kind of functioning maybe, but there's still a viral energetic frequency in the body. And a lot of times, many of them, blocking the healing intelligence. And what I find is viruses more than any other pathogen block the immune system from being able to do its work in other areas because it's preoccupied with viruses. So I really feel like that's why other things kind of go by the wayside. The body is preoccupied trying to fight viruses, but if you're eating 10 things a day that don't agree with you, that virus isn't going anywhere. So really going through and identifying pathogens like virus, let's say old strep bacteria. I know in this case she had some of that. Possible parasites for some people. Fungal infection is also very common in the body, not just fungal infection in the toenails, but it's also, can be throughout the gut oftentimes, other places in the body where we look for that. So that's another line of questioning that I did with her that I do with others as well. And really then looking at what are the other physical blocks, and we honestly test hundreds of blocks within minutes, going through charts that we have and looking for specific frequencies and blocks like heavy metals, vaccine residues, ingestants, like I talked about, toxins someone might be ingesting, dehydration, maybe electromagnetic fields, maybe someone's really sensitive to Wi-Fi. I've seen that affect people with their thyroid before. So looking at all of those pieces for the individual, because we're all different. So she had, some strep bacteria, a lot of viruses. She was eating several things that didn't agree with her, even though they were organic and she thought they were healthy. That's very common. She was still sensitive to them. In her case, if the body is creating nodules, it's not just a thyroid issue. There are some other things going on, you know, so what else was going on in the immune system?
Okay.
So, you know, I brought in other organs and glands, you know, that were contributing to this problem as well. I'm sure the adrenal showed up for her, probably some other components of the blood sugar mechanism, like the liver, for example, is often involved if the body has any kind of irregular cell activity going on or nodules or DNA damage, you know, in an area. It's not just the thyroid. So I brought in, you know, some other organs and glands and did the same kind of diagnostic process there to find out. And you can see, you know, there's a lot of specifics involved. What are the exact blocks here physically?
Bio-individual.
And then, yes, very, very individual. Yeah, there's no protocol that works for everyone, except maybe drink water. You know, drink water, get some good sleep, and eat well. But what is eating well? It's different for all of us, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So the other thing with her, there were some significant emotional blocks, and there are for all of us. If you have a chronic condition, you know, there are some what we call non-physical or emotional blocks as well. And I know for her, and oftentimes with the thyroid, it is about speaking truth, okay? This is the area of the body that's about speaking truth. And oftentimes I find with those with thyroid conditions, and I used to have a touch of hypothyroidism myself, and it's a family issue on my mom's side, which it often is a family issue as well, as is Hashimoto's. You know, looking at, okay, speaking truth, and she needed to speak truth in her life about a relationship, and she just kind of never would speak it. She just held it in, and was really unhappy and sad and grief stricken, but wouldn't share what was going on. And oftentimes, that is a lifetime pattern.
I want to interrupt just for a second because my maternal side of the family, grandmother had hypothyroidism. All of the siblings have one manifestation of thyroid problems, whether it's Hashimoto's, Graves disease, hypothyroidism. And they had a, my maternal grandfather was emotionally abusive. And so you saying that, it really makes so much sense why everybody had thyroid problems. And then it's generational. So even though I wasn't part of that family, it was passed down to me.
You carry the energetic signature of the trauma.
So for all of you out there who aren't speaking your truth or don't feel like you can, that's pretty cool. Anyway, so go on.
No, thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful example. So we hold that. And like you said, it can be generational as well as being in your own life. Or maybe just one or the other. And, you know, you do carry that unhealed trauma, so to speak, generationally, especially if no one along the line has spoken their truth. It keeps passing on.
And you know, nobody in my mom's family, you know, they're of that generation where you just don't talk about things. So everything was not talked about or swept under the rug. And I feel like I was telling my acupuncturist today, I think I was put here to break it.
You were?
Yes. Because we were talking about that being emotionally shut off, and I'm not emotionally shut off with my children. I remember as a kid, just being able to cry. I was super sensitive and I just cried at stuff, like cried when we were leaving my grandma's house. And,
me too.
And no, like that's not how my mom's family is. And that's not their fault. You know, so it's just,
right.
they just know what they do the best they can with what they have is what I always tell people. So anyway,
yeah, it's
very so interesting how that plays out in our health.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what I love is being able to find those non-physical fields that maybe that old, you know, something painful in your own life, like it was for this client I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had some past trauma with her mom and then present day trauma going on as well, something really difficult in a relationship. So we can heal the past, and we do that with the work that I do. We identify the trauma, who was involved. You don't have to relive the trauma with mm-hmm. healing solution work,
that's important.
Which I love.
Yeah, because a lot
yes.
of people don't want to go back there. Yeah.
No, it's painful. Mm-hmm. You know, they that's why their thyroid is walled off. You know, mm-hmm. they don't want to go back and look at that, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, like with EMDR, and it can be really helpful, but you have to go back and relive the actual events. And for a lot of people, especially with like sexual abuse and other things, they don't want to relive that. It's mm-hmm. terrifying.
Yeah.
So they don't have to relive it. We identify, you know, what are the components we need to know? When was it? Who was involved? What are the beliefs you took out of it? Okay. The belief was, if I speak my truth, I'm going to be beaten up. Okay.
Yeah.
Like in mm-hmm. your family example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I never say anything because I want to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's how we are patterned throughout the rest of our life. And then we can pass that on to our kids if we haven't dealt with it. So like you said, you're here to deal with it.
Yep.
And then that will stop. That generational pattern will stop. And it seems magical, but it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's intended to heal.
Yeah.
So really, you know, if you look at the work of Bruce Lipton, and I think his groundbreaking work was Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cell biologist at Stanford originally, really looking at, you know, our cells have two choices. They're either coded for fear, I think of fear, self-punishment. They're in a fear state. They will not grow and heal and transform. You're in fear. So our cells are either in fear or growth, transformation, and healing. Those are the two choices. There's nothing in between. And that's proven, you know, with his biological research. So we have two choices. It's fear or love, healing, and growth. You know, that's
yeah.
it. And when more of our cells are in fear than love, that's when we manifest illness. And it's really as simple as that.
And
so,
and there's science mm-hmm. to back that up, right? There's
absolutely.
Yeah, Bruce Lipton, yeah. I was going to mention him. Yeah. He's got, yeah. Everybody should get his book, Biology of Belief, and
yeah.
read it and
agreed.
Read the science. And, you know, there's other science out there talking about, because you're talking about energy.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have an energy field, like there's yeah. a Wi-Fi signal going to our phone from, you know, the tower 2 miles away. You don't see
that's
that,
right.
but it's there.
Right.
It's the same
yep.
thing with our energy field. And
yeah.
so that seems, it's a little out there for some people, I think. But it's been proven, right?
Well, and you know, truthfully, that's an MRI is measuring your energy field too.
Yes.
You know, people don't necessarily think of it, but that's what it is. And every cell has its own field. And, you know, quantum cellular field, every cell has its own vibration.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is, you know, people don't notice your energy field until you're sick. So, in other words, the MRI doesn't pick up problems until you're ill.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that, and I was looking at this in a book I was reading a few years ago, blood tests do not show a problem until you have 40% cellular damage in that area.
Wow.
So that's why people will often come to me and say, I feel awful. I've done all these blood tests. Nothing shows up. What's wrong with me? Am I a mental case?
A lot of us are told that.
Well, exactly. Because it doesn't show up until you have 40% cellular damage in whatever area they're testing. That's pretty high.
That is pretty
okay.
high.
So with our work, with energy work and with the work that I do with Healing Solutions, we're finding what is the problem long before it's going to be identified as a problem if someone comes in early enough. You know, mm-hmm. it's really functional medicine and looking at, okay, something isn't functioning well. It may not show up on a blood test yet. It may not show up on an MRI or CAT scan yet, or maybe there's a little something that they're saying, oh, we're just going to watch that. You know, it's not a full-blown problem yet. We're here to help in those cases as well.
Mm-hmm.
And really, so energetically, you find something long before it shows up on a physical CAT scan or a physical test, even an MRI. Now, we can also, we help people that have a horrific MRI as well, where they've been told there is no hope. You know, or they don't know how to heal something. The medical community isn't sure what to do with them. That's where we come in and we help them rapidly and dramatically. And that's really why I feel like I'm on this planet, to help
that's
with
amazing.
Those cases.
That's amazing. I'm sure you have some amazing healing stories that people probably would not believe.
I just want to say on the woman we're talking about, so yeah. She had these nodules and they're precancerous. And one of them they thought was going into being cancerous. And then her hyperthyroid condition, right? And then, you know, this issue about being able to speak her truth. So we went through and looked at that and did some healing work around some old trauma. Also brought in a generational piece for her on thyroid problems that were generational, and we call that miasms, generational miasms,
okay,
which is really just the energetic frequency of a diagnosed problem, where like some people, everyone in the family has arthritis, everyone in the family has thyroid problems, everyone in the family has weed allergy, you know, whatever it is, it's an energetic signature or a miasm. So I did a little bit of work with her on that as well, not a lot. But in two sessions, her hyperthyroidism was gone, and her nodules were no longer precancerous.
That's amazing.
So, she went in and she was checked. She said, "How soon can I go to my doctor and have this checked, and you know that it's going to look good?" And we tested. I think it was like 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks, and she went in and she was healed.
And the doctor's I don't know what happened, and you haven't talked to her since.
No,
that's the best.
She's fine.
That's the best.
I love it.
The goal,
that's
right? You don't want to ever hear from them again.
Right.
I love it.
Right. Now, the cool thing is, because people will always ask, well, how long does it take to get better? And, you know, it really does depend on the person. And it has nothing to do with how long they've been sick. Now, because some people will come in and say, I have felt terrible my whole life, so I'm sure this is going to take me 5 years. And it's like, no, I mean, that's not true. Let's get those beliefs out of the way.
Yeah.
Because that has nothing to do with it. It really doesn't. And on some people will heal, like this woman I shared, you know, two sessions and she's better. I never have to hear from her again. Like she emailed me like a year later and said, just wanted to say hi, you know, I'm doing great. Just hello, you know. And that was it. And then there are some people, you know, that are bedridden and maybe they're going to do a session once a week for several months because there are a lot of complex issues to heal. Now, someone who's bedridden may be up and running within 3 months, within 6 weeks. We're all very different. And I truly believe once we have the information, and it's God-given information, once we have the information and then the internal cooperation to be well, the nutrition we need and so on, a person will be well quickly. And when I say internal cooperation, a lot of times if someone has been ill a really long time, they unconsciously don't know what it's like to be healthy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get in there and help them with that. And it's be unconditionally loving mm-hmm. and supportive and help them move through that, because to them, the world is a dangerous place at some level.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times someone like that has a massive trauma history. They're afraid. And our job is to help them move through that fear, get back to the world can be a loving, beautiful, joyful place, and really help them move their cells from fear to love and going through that process with them with this work. And it works beautifully. I was one of those people, you know, I was on a 6-foot oxygen tank, and I was extremely ill for a few years. I had terrible allergies and fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. I had had cancer. I had anaphylactic reactions every day to foods, and I couldn't breathe. And I was terrified. And I thought every day I was going to die. And this work is what, you know, really revealed truth to me. And I realized how many things I had been really stuffing in my body my whole life, and including a lot of old trauma, plus terrible diet, and a lot of viral illnesses that started when I was a kid, and I had strep throat all the time, and I missed school a lot. And going back and really unwrapping that so I could heal. So that's another piece that comes up with a lot of people. Now, with this woman in my example, you know, she had some trauma to deal with, and she was able to move through it really quickly. And for some of us, there's a years of trauma, and that takes a little longer. Mm-hmm. But healing can happen, and it can happen now. And, you know, for people that work with myself and my practitioners, like, you know, Dr. Tom Miller, there are four of us practitioners on our website at besthealingsolutions.com is the website. And all of us have had our healing journeys. And when you call a practitioner, our expectation is that you feel somewhat better within that first session, or we have a money back guarantee. We don't charge your credit card if you don't feel better. And that's really important to us. You should feel mm-hmm. a shift on that first call and days after. So I always tell my new clients, email me within 7 to 10 days and let me know how you're doing and how much better you're feeling. You know, if you feel stuck in some other area, that's okay. We can work with that. But I want you to have some shift. I don't want to say, well, try this for 6 weeks and then maybe you'll start feeling better. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not our intention. I want this person to start feeling better right now. If someone calls me with a headache, by the time we're off the phone, that headache better be going away. Or I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have really high standards.
That's amazing. Yeah. The money back guarantee, I think, is a piece that a lot of people then can say, well, I've got nothing to lose. Right? And I can say for myself, when I did it, I felt a shift immediately during the session. But I also, mm-hmm. I'm not intuitive, but I'm very sensitive.
Yeah, energetically sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could feel it right away. I'm going to go back a little, like back up a bit, because you talked in the beginning about meridians. And can you explain what those are?
Sure. And I don't do a lot with meridians other than use that as the vehicle for finding out if someone is reversed or blocked from healing.
So yeah. That part might be confusing to some people, including myself, as far as what a reversal is, because I am a visual person and there's no visual for that. And so I guess if you're visual, this isn't going to help you either, because we're just talking about it, but maybe we can explain it.
A little bit. Yeah, if you think about, so someone in a healthy state, the meridian flow is going in a specific direction.
Okay.
So if the meridians are supposed to be, I think if you visualize it, let's say the meridians are supposed to be going clockwise.
Okay.
For you to be feeling well. Okay. So like liver, stomach, circulation, sex, the triple warmer, all meridians are supposed to be flowing in a clockwise direction.
So you're talking, this is sort of similar to the Chinese clock, the organ clock?
Or I'm just thinking of a clock on the wall, just to give you a visual.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay, yes, okay.
So meridians are flowing in a clockwise direction. If you're reversed, they're going backwards. So if you are reversed, your energetic system, your meridians are flowing counterclockwise backwards. You're not going to be feeling better or feeling well if your energy system is flowing in the wrong direction.
Okay.
So that might help as a visual. I know that's how I was taught it originally,
Okay.
is, you should be going clockwise, but you're going counterclockwise, and you know it. If you feel bad, it's like, yep, I'm flowing in the wrong direction here. Okay.
Okay.
So then we identify the blocks to get things going back in the right direction in a clockwise direction.
Okay.
That's kind of a simple, I think, metaphor that works.
Yeah, I think so. And so you're talking about people can test themselves at home. And
Yes.
you have a product for that, right? You can you've download a video that can show you how to test at home. I've gone through it. I just finished it up last night.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. You get there's lots of different ways to test yourself. So you want to tell them a little bit about
Sure.
that?
Yeah, that is a product that is called True Techniques. And, all of the self-testing methods are about finding truth. Okay. Henceforth, the name True Techniques. And I was a co-founder of Quantum Techniques for 17 years with my ex-husband. And we created that video together. And that was over time finding what are different ways to teach people how to self-test. Because the common question that we heard for years was, well, but I can't do that. I'm not that intuitive. I'm not going to be able to do it. And we thought, well, we need to teach people how to do this at a high level. But we're all different. So if a certain test, like the O-ring technique, it's a type of testing, may work for one person, but not for somebody else at all. So Truth Techniques, part of that download, the digital download and video there, is showing people 20 some methods to find the one that resonates with them. Because there will be at least one that resonates for you. Now, a couple of the caveats. If you're dehydrated, none of them are going to work because your energetic system isn't working well, right?
Yes.
So dehydration is one thing. If you're wearing massive amounts of cologne that you're allergic to, that will block your testing. So
Okay.
we talk about some of those things in the video as well. But what we're doing, besides teaching you how to find the testing method that works best for you, we walk through and show you a lot of what I talked about today. And really, I think it's about a weekend seminar's worth of information
Yeah,
in
there's a
one
lot
download.
in. Yep, there's a lot of information.
So we're teaching you, how do you go through and say the accurate statements to determine if someone is really sensitive to something or not, like their diet or supplements, for example. And not just saying, okay, holding one of your supplements and then does your arm strong or weak? It's much more intricate than that to get the correct answer. So, you're looking at, okay, is this supplement helpful for my thyroid? How do you test that? How many do I take per day? How do you test that? Do I have a histamine reaction to this, even though maybe it's kind of good for me? So, we go through and help with all of those questions for, different toxins like I talked about, things that you breathe in, things that you're ingesting. How much water do you need? We can test for that. Is it okay to use this type of dental anesthesia? How do you test for that? Do you have some kind of virus somewhere that's blocking your healing? So we really go through, and it's really kind of like a weekend intensive training in one product about teaching you to self-test really at a masterful level. And you can take bits of that information as it comes for you, and work with it and become adept at self-testing. And then we have a new program too that Dr. Tom Miller and I are going to be doing. He's doing the introductory program where on a monthly basis we're having a conference call where people can ask for help. You know, and they may not even want to be certified in our methods. They just took the self-testing video, Truth Techniques, and they want some help. They have some questions, or they're feeling blocked, or they want to know more. So we're going to have that program. It's called HS Select, and that is on our website as well. We're actually starting that in November, and we're towards the end of October here.
I'll be there.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's fun. So it's kind of, again, a community, but where you can ask questions if you're, okay, it's like, okay, I'm seeing this pattern, or I feel like I can't test people on dairy for some reason. Well, probably because you're sensitive to it yourself and maybe you're eating it. So,
okay, interesting.
You know, yeah. So all of those questions. So we have that HS Select program as well, but that Truth Techniques product is our, has always been our bestseller for years, because people want to learn how to test themselves, and then they don't have to rely on us so much. And we mm-hmm. like that, because, you know, this is about empowering people.
Yeah. And it's very thorough. It answered every question I had along the way, except for when sometimes, I think you maybe even addressed this, sometimes when you test something, it shows that it's okay, and sometimes it shows that it doesn't, which can be really confusing, especially for an overthinker like me, where you're like, well, why is it like, I always want to know why. Why was it okay yesterday and today it's not okay?
That's an awesome question.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'll tell you, that is the one thing that has given self-testing kind of a bad name. Mm-hmm. Because someone will say, well, how can this be accurate? Okay, today I can have peanut butter. It tests fine. Tomorrow, it doesn't test okay. Why? Okay, and there's a pretty simple answer for that, actually, typically. One thing that you'll hear when I work with people, one of the questions I often ask is, something in the terrain changed. Okay, and the terrain of the body, and the terrain of your environment, something changed between yesterday and today. The answer is yes. Okay, so something in the terrain changed. Yes, what is it? If peanut butter is one of those foods that you're kind of up or down on, kind of hit or miss, and we all have foods like that. Some days they're actually okay for us. Some days they're not, because they're just not one of our body's favorites.
Okay, that was a really random place where the audio cut off, and I'm not sure what happened, but that's all I have for recording. But we were nearing the end of the podcast by that time, and I'm going to have her on again. So you can look forward to that. She was really excited to come on again and actually do a live, I guess if you want to say reading or whatever, on I think she'll probably do it on me. Unless somebody wants it to happen to them, you can shoot me an email and we'll try to schedule it with her, and she can read an audience member. That would be pretty fun. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.